Welcome to Gemara Markings, Daf Yomi, Tosfos, Shiur, Brachos, Daf Lamed, Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's Mark Tosfos using the popular Gemara Marking system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. Today, there are no Tosfos on Daf Lamed Beis Omid Aleph, so we continue with Lamed Beis Omid Beis at the top. G'doylo tefilo yoyser mimaisin toivim. Rav Elazar had mentioned that tefilah, that prayer, is greater than acts of good kindness. Tosfos adds, greater than acts of good kindness below tefilah. Good acts of kindness without prayer. Now, the reason for this is, let's just recount in the Gemara, the source for this observation was Moshe Rabbeinu, where it said that Moshe Rabbeinu was answered through his prayer and not with his acts of good kindness. So Tosfos says, Sharei Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Af Al Pi Shehoyu Biyado Maisim Toivim, even though he had performed, his entire life was a life of maisim toivim, of acts of kindness. He dedicated his life to the welfare of the Jewish people. Hutzrich l'tfilah. Nevertheless, he needed tefillah to arouse or to get the Kodesh Baruch Hu to grant him his desire. So the term gedoylo tefillah yoser maisim toivim means tefillah is greater than maisim toivim on their own, but. Maisim Tovim, coupled with tefillah, that is what gets you a response. This leaves one with the feeling, or the conclusion, that if a person were to pray without having a portfolio full of Maisim Tovim, it's questionable whether he could expect a response. In other words, the point of this Gemara is to say that Maisim Tovim alone are not enough, but they need tefillah to eventually get to the goal. The next Tosfos is called Marach B'Tefillah Sumayin Ba. Pirush Shemitzape Shetova Bakoshoso Lefi Shekivein B'Tefillaso. In our Gemara, this was quoted as something that was negative. It said in our Gemara, anyone who davened a lengthy davening and was ma'ayin bo, he comes to pain of the heart. And Tosfos is adding, what does it mean? What was he doing? He was praying with the anticipation that his prayer would be answered because of his extending himself for heightened concentration. So the person described here is as a result of his intense investment in high quality prayer, he anticipated his prayer being answered. Well, that is presented as something that is negative. The Tosfos continues, Tema. It is a point of question, of wonderment. Dahocha mashma di'iyun tefila lav mal yusa hu. That this concentration in tefila is not a positive thing. V'chein mashma perikoroya. And similarly, in the last perik of this mesechta, shloshet var maskir avanoisiv shel adam, there are three things that arouse in the heavenly court the sins of an individual, the komar, iyun tefillah. One of them is this practice of iyun tefillah. The lo kain mashma beperek mefanim, the komar, and it doesn't seem this way in Masechet Shabbos, where it says, Adam oichel perosim b'olam hazeh. There are different mitzvos that a person benefits from the side benefits or the byproduct of his mitzvos in this world, leaving the principle to be enjoyed in the next world. And amongst the things that are listed in Shabbos, the kachashiv iyun tefillah, You feel it's one of these things that a person will benefit from even in this world, and the principle remains for him in the world to come. Almo mal yusahu. It shows you that iyun tefillah is something that is very beneficial, very good. V'chein mashu beget poshut. And likewise in Maseches Bava Basra, dekomar mishlosh dvarim ein odom nitzal b'chol yom. There are three things that a person is unable to escape, to avoid every day, the Kamar, and one of them is Iyun Tfila, Pirush She'ein Odom Me'ayin Ba, that a person, whenever he davens, there's going to be a period during his davening where he loses concentration. He's not Me'ayin, he doesn't focus. Im Kein Mashem Shu'ut Toiv. It would seem then from the Gemara in Bava Basra as well that it is a positive thing. So that all told, if we take stock of what the points Tosis is mentioning, we have our Gemara here, and you've got the Gemara in later in the Masechta that indicate that Iyun Tefillah is negative, and yet you've got the Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Bava Basra, which indicate that it is positive. So how do we make sense of all of this? V'yesh lomar, so Tosus answers, detrei iyun tefila yesh. There are two kinds of iyun tefila. One, iyun tefila dehacha. The iyun tefila referred to in our Gemara, hametzapa shetovu b'kashoso. He concentrates, but does so with the anticipation of his request being fulfilled. And the iyun tefila referred to in Shabbos and in Bava Basra, where it's simple concentration, a focus during the davening without any additional anticipatory attitudes. El dimosi al techrash. Our Gemara had mentioned that though the gates of tefila are locked, the gates of tears are not. Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains how do we know the difference, or the difference between these from the pasuk. The diek midiyuka, he was the one is midayik from the Gemara was midayik from that which it says or doesn't say. Midalo komar v'dim osi tira, doesn't say in the pasuk like it says in the case of tefila. Hearken unto my tefillah, or hear my tefillah. It doesn't say with tears, see my tears. Shma mino shimireis. So from the fact it doesn't say see my tears, it's a given that the tears are seen. In other words, the tears penetrated the heavenly gates. Shimireis b'chol pam. V'ein l'spala rak shetiskabel. If one prays with tears, so at that point all you have to ask for is not that the tears should be seen, they're definitely going to be seen, right? Rather, that they should be answered. Kodem tefilas minayin, from where do we know that there is delay before davening? Shneimar ashrei yoshvei veisecha. Yoshvei was a lashon of delayed, and then v'od yahalu chasel, and then the pasuk goes on to say, and then praise is said, namely prayer. Ulefikach tiknu lomar zeh ha-pasuk kodem tehila l'david. Therefore, this pasuk, which is from Tehillim Pei Dalet, chapter 84, is said before Tilo David, which is what we say before the davening, which is chapter Kuf Mem Hei 145. La fuke me'ano d'amri ashrei harbe, to the exclusion of those that say other ashrei psukim. It's specifically this ashrei pasuk is said. As well as, it should be pointed out, Ashrei Om Shekochalo, Ashrei Om Shehashem Elokov, which is a posuk that's found at the end of chapter 144 in the Tehillim, which is actually right before Kuf Mem Hei Tehila LeDavid. With that, we conclude our Shi'ur for today.